Good evening, everyone. Brian Newbert here from GoldenBlack.com. For the last time this season, leaving Mackey Arena, but for the first time this season, doing so when the sun is still up. This is your GoldenBlack.com drive home postgame podcast following Purdue's 78-70 win over Wisconsin. This is brought to you by our friends at the East End Grill and Ripple and Company, Purdue Federal Credit Union, T&W Design and Build, AcrePro.com, and the Whitaker Inn, which I will be driving by here in about 10 minutes. Figuring it's probably a little bit too early for all the wildlife to be out in the road, so that's a positive thing. Purdue wins 78-70 over Wisconsin, capping a unbeaten regular season at home, capping the regular season with a 28-3 record. Obviously, they'd already won the Big Ten outright, you know, stuff like that. So there was really only so much interesting about this basketball game, but it was senior day, and that kind of loomed large over everything. That was more the story than the game was. My car's computer system is telling me I only have 56 miles left before I run out of gas, so instead of driving around recording this podcast talking about six seniors, I think I'm just going to talk about the game here, and we've done a ton of stuff on the seniors on our site with much more to come. So I'm just going to kind of talk about the game in this podcast. So Purdue, again, for the third time, wins 78-70 in Zach Edey, Mason Gillis, Lance Jones, Ethan Mortons, Carson Barrett, Chase Martin's last game in Mackey Arena. Purdue has been really, really consistent all season long. They've been really steady. I think that's a product of their maturity, their experience, everything they went through last season. I think they've been ready to play every single game this year. They lost three games, all of which were circumstantial. They all had to do with turnovers. I don't think Purdue had a game this year where they just didn't show up, where they just phoned it in, you know, things like that. And I think that college basketball teams all should get a pass for one or two of those games a year, just because of the nature of the game, the nature of the youth involved, and all the natural inconsistency that comes with it, not to mention the difficulty playing on the road, you know, kind of things like that. But Purdue has been really good, really consistent, really steady all season long, and that all filters down from Zach Edey, who is all of those things and then some. I think Braden Smith has really taken it to a different level. I think Purdue's effort all season long has been really good. I think they've, you know, for lack of a better term, played hard all year. I think they've concentrated. They've been pretty focused. They clearly have been pretty well dialed into their scouting reports most of the time. They kind of listen. They play for one another. They're selfless, stuff like that. A lot of intangibles kind of fall under that umbrella of consistency, and this is a pretty intangibly strong team, if I'm just making up a term there, which I might be. But consistency is a big deal, obviously, and I think a big part of Purdue's consistency, you know, on top of just the natural advantages they have with Zach Edey, their offensive rebounding, their ability to generate fouls, you know, things like that, has been their shooting, which is really the most volatile thing oftentimes in basketball, and really the big thing that held them back a year ago and ultimately ended their season. You know, we can talk ourselves in circles about all the things that happened in the NCAA tournament last year that ended Purdue's season prematurely, but the single biggest thing, and I think this is inarguable, is 5 of 26 from three-point range against FDU. That was the season, and it wasn't an outlier. It was what Purdue was as a three-point shooting team last year, and it's okay to not be a great shooting team, but when you have Zach Edey and you don't make shots around him, you are not leveraging your asset the best you possibly can. When you have a roster that is built to shoot threes and generate great shots and make shots, and you're not, you're obviously leaving a lot on the table. You're making trade-offs to accommodate offensive skill, sometimes at the expense of the defensive end of the floor, and you're really compromising yourself when that doesn't pay off. And it didn't pay off last year. Purdue was like a 32-33% shooting team. This year, it's been the complete opposite. Purdue's, I think, around 41% now. They were 9 of 18 in this game. They were 8 of 10 in the second half at Illinois. Purdue is making a lot of clutch shots. They're making a lot of timely shots. They're shooting well in second halves. They're shooting well, period. You've got guys up and down the roster in the 40s on high volume. Lance Jones has the highest volume. He's at 37%, which is an astronomical number for a guy who's taken as many threes as he has. I think less has been more for Fletcher Loyer. I think more has been more for Braden Smith. I think Mason Gillis has always been a great shooter, but they're using him more in that capacity. They're running stuff for him. They're trying to get him open. Purdue's ball screen offense has really expanded this season, and he's been a huge part of that. But he's making shots. It's just one of those things, too, where you haven't shown, Purdue hasn't really shown the ups and downs of last season. It's always a volatile thing. Shooting can drop out from under you at any time. But Purdue hasn't shown a lot of blips there. They haven't really shown a whole lot of reason to believe that one of these games are going to come out and go 3 for 26 or something like that. You know, Purdue's been pretty, they've had a high ceiling, but they've also had a really high floor as a three-point shooting team, where they don't bottom out. And last year's team bottomed out a lot. And this year's team just hasn't done that. Now, I say that knowing full well that anything's possible. And again, three-point shooting is the most volatile, one of the most volatile things in basketball. But I think Purdue is in a pretty good place here, where you can count on your worst game from three-point range being, you know, a 35% sort of game as opposed to a 6% game. Now, I you never speak too soon, but I guess the words are already out of my mouth. So, but I do think Purdue has a really high floor as a three-point shooting team, and that's a huge difference. A transformational difference between this season and last season. And I think that's something the last two games, specifically the last two second halves, have really brought to bear. You know, another great game from Zach Edey today in his Mackey Arena finale, 25 points, 14 rebounds. The three assists, you know, that's one of the stories of his season that nobody's going to talk about is, you know, his assist numbers haven't necessarily like doubled from last season, but you know it when you see it. And when you watch Zach Edey play now, you see a guy who's just a much better passer than he was a year ago, who's much more patient, who's handling whatever defenses throw at him like he's pulling the strings and not the defense. And that's something where you know, Zach Edey kind of did the improbable this year by getting better. When I say the improbable, I'm not saying that he didn't have the capacity to get better, the capability to get better. I'm saying that how much better can you get when you're the best player in college basketball already? Well, he's shown us this year that there was still some gaps there to fill in. One of them, he's gotten much better defensively. One of them, he's really, really functioned at a high level playing away from the basket. And one of them, he's really come a long way as a passer. And I think he's really helped himself this year in terms of whatever comes after Purdue. But he's also really helped Purdue. Obviously, you know, Purdue's arguably the best team in college basketball, and they're a much better team right now than they were 12 months ago. And remember what their record was at this time 12 months ago. You know, they were about to win the Big Ten tournament. They were about to go into the NCAA tournament as a one seed, you know, stuff like that. And Purdue is markedly better now than they were then. So, look, hey, that's what I got from Purdue's 78-70 win over Wisconsin. I know that wasn't a whole lot, but if I start talking about other stuff, I'll be talking all day. So I'm going to cut it off there. So I will talk to you guys again next week from the Big Ten tournament. I guess I will do one of these after every Big Ten tournament game, even though that might not necessarily make logistical sense for people who want to listen after games, but not before another one starts, if that makes any sense. But thank you to the East End Grill and Ripple and Company, Purdue Federal Credit Union, T&W Design and Build, AcrePro.com, and the Whitaker Inn. for your support. As always, if you would be so kind, if you enjoy this podcast, to please leave us one of those review things, preferably a positive one. We would really appreciate that. Leave a five-star review, I guess, as they say, and preferably a pleasant comment would be much, much appreciated. And so thank you. We will talk to you again next week from Minneapolis. Bye, everybody.